welcome to On the Right Side on the Air. This is Scott Craig coming to you from Bighorn Canyon Radio Network in Rapid City, South Dakota. Under the cover of all the most pressing issues of the day, midterm elections, health care reform, Islam, illegal immigration, President Barack Obama and Secretary of State Hillary Clinton continue to quietly plod along on one of the most crucial elements of the leftist agenda, gun control. And I'm talking about the Arms Trade Treaty, also called the UN Gun Ban, a UN effort every South Dakotan and every American needs to be concerned with. And I've invited Zach Lautenschlager into the studio with me to discuss the issue. Zach is the president of Wilson Baird Communications. He is the senior analyst and consultant for South Dakota gun owners. He is on the boards of the South Dakota Tea Party Alliance and the Colorado Tea Party Alliance. He's also the co-author of The Constitution Challenge, a much-needed curriculum in the making for the classrooms of America, for which Glenn Beck was recently in town to endorse. So, Zach, thanks so much for coming in.
Well, thank you, Scott. That's quite an introduction.
it's the truth. It's who you are. Hey, before we get into this UN gun ban, tell us a little bit about what you do.
Well, I'm blessed to be able to work together with several conservative organizations, South Dakota Gun Owners, South Dakota Campaign for Liberty, Family Matters in South Dakota, some of the Tea Parties here, and also in Colorado, as you mentioned. And believe the Lord has called me to fight the battle on the political side, in the political arena. Our goal is to defend the right to keep and bear arms, to protect the right to life, and to fight for constitutionally limited government. That is our goal. I'm not in it for the politics, but in it for the issue, for the causes.
Well, let's talk about this arms trade treaty. It does not sound like good news. Tell us what you know about it.
Well, this is something that the UN has been working on for more than 10 years. It's something that they appear to be very interested in for the last 8 years during the Bush administration. There was not opportunity to pursue it, and so it kind of got pushed into the background. But as Barack Obama became president and then Hillary Clinton became Secretary of State and is now representing our nation, it's back on the table. And both Clinton, especially Clinton, but also Obama have made it clear that this is a priority for them, that they're interested in it. This is what is commonly referred to as the treaty in the small arms trade. But it is more accurately described as the UN gun ban. It's a bit nebulous because as a treaty, it simply gives a large chunk of authority to a bunch of foreign bureaucrats to dictate what America's domestic arms policy will be, what firearms will be available in America, what will be banned, what will be against the law to own if this passes. And of course, it must be ratified no matter what Hillary Clinton does. It must be ratified by the U.S. Senate, and that's where the fight will be. But Hillary wants to sign this thing and ram it through the Senate just as quickly as possible. If that were to happen, we would no longer be determining what firearms are available in America. Some bureaucrat whose name you probably couldn't pronounce, who sits in a U.N. office, would be doing that for you.
Is this not part of globalization?
Sure. There are people who want to be able to disarm not only Americans, but people all over the world. It's not a conspiracy theory. Right. There are always people who are interested in taking that kind of power away. It's an American birthright, and it's long been the duty and the privilege of Americans to own firearms, to own even military-style firearms. This is how we won liberty and freedom at the beginning. It was because American men and women had access to the latest technology. At that time, it was a muzzle-loading musket with a bayonet lug. And that's what we saw the morning of April 19th in the running battle that occurred between Lexington, Concord, and back to Boston. And this has been part of the fabric of America ever since. Politicians like Ted Kennedy don't like it very much when we suggest that the Second Amendment is there ultimately for Americans to be able to defend themselves in fighting a just war of self-defense. We're not talking about rebellion here, but just self-defense against government. That's not an idea I like. That's not an idea that you like. However, that is what our founding fathers said. If you go back and read the original intent, what did they say about the Second Amendment? Why is it there? What are they talking about? They're talking about an armed populace, not only to defend themselves against criminals who might break into your home at night, but to defend themselves against an unjust or a tyrannical government.
The brilliance of the founding fathers was not that all of the arms would be in some armory, but right. they were distributed That's throughout right. the land. Not only are we the government, mm-hmm. we are the army. Mm-hmm. And so many Americans think that's what the armed forces are for, to defend us. No, we got to defend ourselves, and the day may come.
Yes, unfortunately, it may well be. And it needs to be pointed out the similarities that America has had with Switzerland. Switzerland was where we got our concept of national defense. Your Second Amendment says a well-regulated militia being necessary for the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Mm. Now, there's been raging debate over what does that mean, a well-regulated militia. And it's a name, the militia, that's a dirty word anymore. Mm. But ultimately, when our founders wrote that, their concept was what was happening in Switzerland, what still happens in Switzerland today. You see, they don't have a standing army. They have a small core of officers. And the rifleman, the man who actually defends the nation, lives at home. He goes out and he goes to training every summer, 2 weeks. It would be similar to the National Guard summer camp. But this is every man between the ages of 18 and 45. When he turns 18, he is issued their equivalent to the M16. It's the SIG 556. It's a state-of-the-art weapon. He keeps it in his home. It lives in his closet along with 500 rounds of ammunition. And wow. It is fully automatic.
Wow.
Now, Switzerland is not overrun by crime. They have less crime than we do. They do not have the type of public mass shootings on the scale that we do.
Yeah.
And that's just interesting to note. Guns do not cause crime. But that is the model in Switzerland. It may not be something Americans are comfortable with anymore, but it needs to be understood. That was the picture that our founding fathers had in their minds. Now, it so happened it wasn't a fully automatic weapon back then. It was a muzzle-loading musket. But that muzzle-loading musket was the rapid-fire weapon of its day.
Right.
And so that is what they envisioned when they said a well-regulated militia. They meant a well-armed, well-taken care of, well-appointed, and that word regulated not only means controlled, it also means taken care of. So That's we're amazing. Talking about not only being controlled, we're not talking about an uncontrolled mob. Their leaders were appointed by the community, they were elected, and they were under authority. And yet that is the picture that we see. And so it's important to know we're not talking about Bill and Joe and Bob grabbing their automatic weapons and going out to duke it out with the local police.
Right.
We're talking about a structure that is structured under, often under the county sheriff. And that is the way that you would see it. That's the way our founders envisioned it. And however, at their time, when King George became tyrannical, that would be the equivalent of our federal government, you had the local government standing up and saying, no, we will interpose. We stand between the upper magistrate and the people. It's the theory of interposition. And they said, this is what we must do. And when they looked at government and said, how is this supposed to work? They said, you must have authority because that is what the Bible says. That is how it is ordained. What is the only thing that gives us the freedom to say, to stand fast and say, no, we will defend liberty and freedom? It's the ability to own and use, in other words, to keep and bear arms. So that is why the Second Amendment is there.
Folks, you can understand why Zach is the co-author of the Constitution Challenge.
Well, that's an incredible opportunity, and I'm very thankful to be included in that project.
Well, I've been speaking with Zach Lautenschlager all about the UN gun ban called the Arms Trade Treaty, something that threatens to disarm you, the American citizen. Zach, thank you very much for coming in.
So, thank you for the opportunity.
You've been listening to On the Right Side on the Air. This is Scott Craig with Bighorn Canyon Radio Network, your source of unbiased truth.